We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
It's Mickey Fitz in the business. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. God bless you.
All right, good afternoon all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation here for another week here on CITR 101.9 FM, www.citr.ca everywhere online. And my name is Aaron, and I'm here till 1 o'clock. And you may have heard me the past few weekends, but it actually wasn't, it was me, but it was a pre-recorded version of me because I haven't been around. Yes, I've been out gallivanting about. It's great to be back. I got a whole whack of new stuff to play. Old, new, reissued. It's all here for you today. And if there's something you'd like to hear, as always, 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. And I'll try and get those requests in. Yeah, a lot of good gigs happening. A lot of cool things going on. what's been going on? Oh, yeah, I mean, I guess right now in Seattle, we got the Rain Fest, a big hardcore fest, a couple of days. And over in Las Vegas, we got Punk Rock Bowling. And here in Vancouver, BC, there's been a lot of good local shows. Yeah, I got to see The Mob last night. Man, what a great set they played. The Mob from England. Their second time here, last year and a half. First time seeing local band Puramania. They were good. There were some other local bands that played as well. You know, noteworthy, but I got to say The Mob totally stole the show. Old guys from the 80s, and they can still play and do proper UK piece punk the way it's meant to play. Same thing happened a few weeks back, too. Got to see the Zero Boys. I was kind of skeptical, but man, that they just ruled. I thought it was 1982 all over again. Yeah, such a good show. And yeah, going to hear some Zero Boys in a bit. Classic Midwest band. But so we're going to hear a... okay, let's talk about what we heard. What did we start out with? Yeah, we started out with the Testers, act from New York City from 1979, and yeah, name of the track we heard was called Black Book, and yeah, this one is on Rave Up Records out of Italy, and yeah, I don't know too much about this band, but yeah, 16 songs on this compilation, and it's some very raunchy punk rock for you. And then we heard from a Midwest band, Tutu and the Pirates. Name of this release is called Suburban Insult Rock for the Anti-Lectual. And the name of the track we heard is called I Want to Be a Janitor. Knew this band from a documentary came out a few years back, all about the Chicago punk scene from 1977 to 1984. And yeah, this band was around from 1977 to 1979. And yeah, that was a pretty funny song, I Want to Be a Janitor. I remember when I saw the footage of them playing in that documentary, I just laughed like hell seeing them do that song, the guy swinging around a plunger in a toilet seat. Yeah, pretty funny stuff. So yeah, we're going to get back into the show. Yeah, we're going to hear a release right now. I got this one at Singles Going Steady in Seattle. This is actually a record store official release, but unfortunately there's still some floating about. They weren't all sold out. One of my favorite bands, Toxic Reasons, and yeah, so this is a recording going back to 1981, which was done at Berkeley Square, December of 1981, and yeah, like I said, Beer City Records put it out. So yeah, let's get into it. Toxic Reasons, classic track, Mercenary on Generation Annihilation.
Thank you. This one's for old Mr. Reagan. It's called We're Gonna Get You. Nah, it's called Mercenary. We'll be right back.
do you think Satan will use to destroy the young people of today? He will use rebellion and violence. So let's look at punk rock today, and let's look what this musical form is doing to our kids.
Thank you. scream as they're falling from the skies. The power. Kids now, all the power of the kids now, and they're singing, oh. Kids now, all the power of the kids now. The Middle Eastern wars, enemies, allies, politics, religious wars. As a bomb fell from the skies, the power. Kids now, all the power of the kids now, and they're singing, oh. Kids now, all the power of the kids now, they're singing, oh. Kids now, all the power of the kids now.
North by Northeast is Toronto's festival destination, taking the town over this June 13th to the 22nd. These 10 jam-packed days feature music, film, art, interactive innovations, and comedy. To enjoy all things North by Northeast, be sure to grab your tickets online at nxne.com/tickets. That's nxne.com/tickets.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
All right, the show you're listening to is Generation Annihilation on CITR, and we started things all off with Toxic Reasons, a classic band from a classic unearthed recording going back to 1981 from December, playing live at the University of Berkeley, and Toxic Reasons here pay homage to the students of the People's Park, and facing big bayonets and bullets over some student rights issues, and we followed with, I guess that was during the Vietnam War there, Vietnam War issues, I gotta look into that. We followed with Suburban Mutilation, and the opera, name of this release is called The Opera Ain't Over Till the Fat Lady Sings, and this was a band going back to 1984, which featured the Reverend Norb on vocals, and Daddy Was Nazi was the name of the track. Follow the Zero Boys, classic track, going back to the Vicious Circle album 1982, Amphetamine Addiction. And the Zero Boys, as I said, played awesome a few weeks back here in Vancouver. And, they did play some new songs, and they were quickly overshadowed by their classic stuff, which they played plenty of. Followed with Aggression, classic act from Oxnard, California. The Best Of on Mystic Records, heard a track called Never Alone. And, I found this one used up at Neptune Records. They had a whole bunch of punk from the 80s, lots of punk vinyl gems. Go up there, you probably find some more, I'm sure. Yeah, they had a whole bunch. Yeah, and we followed with Shattered Faith. This is a recent recording from an older band. It's on Hostage Records. came out this year, and the track we heard is called Power to the Kids. So, yeah, let's get back into the show. We're going to hear a band who I saw last week, two nights ago, saw them at the Elf House. They're from New York, and the band is called Brain Slug. This is a track called Creep Annihilate Me. Here we go.
Thank you. my. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts on Commercial Drive and in other areas at
Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audiopile Records, Bad Bird Media, BAM Merch Canada, and the Vancouver Music Gallery.
Wow. It sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for. For the...
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here, God, ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody, God, this is awful.
I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh.
Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
This is Career Suicide, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on 101.9 CITR. It's your choice, peace or Generation Annihilation.
And that is the show you're listening to, Generation Annihilation on CITR. And we started things off. Where did we start? Where did we start? With Brain Slug out of New York City, Creep Annihilate Me from a brand new 7-inch of theirs. And, yeah, they are playing the Rainfest in Seattle, Washington this weekend. And a few nights ago, we saw them play at the Elf House. It was supposed to be a backyard show, but a little bit of rain happened, so it ended up being inside. But I saw an outdoor show at the Elf House a few weeks back with Criminal Code, Systematic, and Lee A, and that was an awesome gig. Yeah, outdoor shows are fun. And we followed with Snob, brand new 7-inch Snob local band. It's on Mata La Musica Discos Records, and we heard the track called Nature. I picked this one up recently at Singles Going Steady in Seattle. I haven't seen this one around town yet, but it should be available around town. Kind of ironic when you find local bands south of the border, but you don't see them And you see them there before you see them in your own town. Yeah, just something to ponder, I guess. Yeah, I guess the record label's from the States, so yeah, there you go. And then we followed with No Problem, pre-release for their brand new release, We're Already Dead. It's called, the name of the track is called Deprogram Me, and it's on Deranged Records. And yeah, No Problem from Edmonton, awesome band. And we followed with Gas Rag from the Beats Off release, and name of the track we heard was called Drugs and Violence, and then that one jumped into the next track, Annihilation, and yeah, this one is on Even Worse Records, brand new LP, and right now we're going to hear the latest vinyl release from Cardi 7, here we go.
We've both grown old. go. When you are running away from the rumble, don't take a seat, the calling of thunder. What's gonna be on you? What's gonna be on me? Drowning from the evil and all the brain. Someone is beaten and someone is wrong. You start to follow, you follow the wall. What's gonna be on you? What's gonna be on me? Drowning from the evil and all the brain. Let's go, 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 let's
Generation Annihilation on CITR started things all off with Cardi 7 from their side of the splits with Kruvy Rukers. Name of the track is called Mirrors. Yeah, I think I've played all the songs off their side now. Gonna start playing that Kruvy Rukers more because their side is awesome as well. Yes, if you get this 7-inch because you know Cardi 7 because they're local, be sure to flip the side over and listen to Kruvy Rukers. Because that act from Edmonton is awesome as well. At least on this release they are. Followed with Long Knife from the Wilderness release. Move It Creep from Unferal Ward Records. Long Knife from Portland, Oregon, who will be playing next Tuesday here in town at the Media Club with Bellicose Minds. Also out of Portland, Oregon. And we followed with a release and an act going back to the mid-90s. Actually, they might even still be around. They were still going in the 2000s. I know that, the early 2000s. Band was from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Submachine. Name of the release is called Now That I've Given Up Hope, I Feel Much Better. Came out on 6 Weeks Records. The track we heard was called Innocence. And then we heard from Off, who played here about a month or two back. And this is from a new 7-inch of theirs on Vice Records, title track Learn to Obey. Two songs on a 7-inch. And surprisingly, these ones weren't on their brand new records. And it's a shock because these two songs are excellent. I'd say they're better than anything, even off the new record. Crazy. And we ended the set off with AK-47 from the Garden City CD release here, in a track called Fucking Go to Hell. And AK-47 and Car 87 will be playing the Astoria tonight. They're playing with a few bands I've never heard of, Witch of the Waste, and who else are they playing with? Witch of the Waste and As the King. Never heard of either, but yeah, it might be cool. It's at the Astoria Pub, and it's going down about 9 o'clock, and go down there, check it out. And chances are you won't be disappointed. So we're going to hear a new act right now. They're from Vancouver. They haven't played a show yet, but they have a brand new release under their belt. The name of the band is called Conform, and this is a track called The Plague of Humanity here on Generation Annihilation.
Separate us from the God who gave us liberty.
Is God God, or is man God? In God do we trust, or in man do we trust?
In their God.
God bless you all, and may God protect our troops.
We'll be right back.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation and start things all off with Conform from the Conform and Die demo type release thing. We heard a track called War is Sorrow, and yeah, you can find this on No Just Cause Records. Actually, which track did we hear from that? I don't know. Plague of Humanity or War is Sorrow, one of the two. Check out our playlist later and I'll have it up correctly, what the correct title is. And yeah, that's www.generationannihilation.com. We keep our playlists up there. Yeah, but yeah, Conform, new act, check them out. Followed with a classic Swedish act, Mob 47, Crude SS, Who Will Survive, name of the 7-inch, a track called Force Values, and that one's going back to 1984. And yeah, that was a very defining record, kind of define that Swedish kind of gloomy hardcore sound. And we followed with an act from Edmonton called Harper SS, and the track we heard was called Victimized. And yeah, we got Power Chord coming up next, so stay tuned for that. And as I said, check out our playlist online, www.generationannihilation.com, where you can download podcasts and that kind of stuff as well. And you can like us on Facebook, and you can't follow us on Twitter, because we don't have a Twitter account like everybody else does. Should we get a Twitter account, Andy?
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you have a Twitter account?
Not just personal, but not for the show.
Okay. But I should get one for the show?
No, why not?
But you don't have one for your show.
I know. I'm a hypocrite.
Okay. That's all right. At least you can admit it. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, Power Chord with Andy coming up next. We're going to leave you with one more track. This is an act from... where are they from? I saw them a few weeks ago. I think they're from Ottawa or something. Yeah. But they're called the Thrash Hards, and they played Funky Winker Beans. And, yeah, kind of some crossover thrash that'll take us nicely into Power Chord. So, yes, this is the Thrash Hards with a track called Scorched Earth. Here we go. We'll be right back.
party, right? Guys like him, they don't like to party like we do. You know, we're having a lot of fun.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We like to party.
Yeah, we like to party. Did I say that already?
Shaking me.